Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to be doing healings today, this evening, and it's going to be just wonderful. So just relax and sit back. The healings are instantaneous, done by the light beam doctors. These beautiful light beams are here to assist us at the ending times here of the ascension process. So just kind of relax, and we're going to be doing some different healings and also a water charging tonight. So I would like all of you to just get just one glass of water, normally 8 to 12 ounces. And you're going to be charging that about halfway through the show here. And then also I'd like you to scroll down, go to Creation Light Ship, and scroll down once you click on it. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam appear on your monitor screen. And from there we can do some water charging a little bit later here, along with many other types of healing. So I see if my co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you there, out there in the cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, and welcome to everyone listening. We're so happy to be here, and we thank you for being with us for this wonderful BBS Internet radio broadcast. And like Ron mentioned, this show is all about healing, and the light beings with the Creation Light Ship have some wonderful healings in store for us that will be happening throughout the entire hour. So we invite you to sit back, get comfortable, relax, and enjoy the healings. And as you may know, if you've been listening to the Creation Light Ship show, Ron often brings in for us some of the divine beings, saints, masters, archangels, who reside on the light ship, as well as other healing energies. And recently we've had some requests from listeners to bring in some of these beautiful beings in particular for healing and guidance. So we'll be doing that, and also the light ship will be bringing in a wonderful color healing with Ron, bringing to us various rays for us to experience. So that'll be something very nice to look forward to. And there's going to be several other healings as well, so we'll get started right away by asking Ron if there's a particular divine energy that he would like to invite to come in first to get us started.
Yeah, we'll invite in Saint Germain. He is the one who's facilitating this part of the show, so he always helps me with bringing the energies in to your living room. So we'll bring him in first here. So we're going to connect to Saint Germain's first cause energy from the Creation Light Ship. Remember, everything, every spirit has an origin, and it's on the light ship. And so we bring in his initial first creation energy, and this is very special because it's at the highest vibration possible. So we're going to bring this down to you right now from the light ship directly to your living room. And the difference is when these divine beings come down through the densities normally, they don't come into your living room. They have to go into the hierarchy of the Galactic Federation. And each time you go down in levels of consciousness, they become weaker and sometimes not as strong as you'd like to have them. So, and plus they're not in complete integrity because of the different dimensions and the Federation energies not being in complete light. So like we say, the Federation right now is at 35% light and 65% darkness. So these beings cannot hold spiritual integrity as they come in from the Federation to you. So we're going to go right now from the light ship where they were created and bring in their 100% divine essence energy to you. So here he comes. So here comes Saint Germain. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Just sit back and relax. You'll start to come into your living room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you can ask Saint Germain if you like for spiritual assistance, guidance. You can ask him for physical healings if you like. So he's in your living room right now. And also when these energies come into your living room, they also take away the entities that are in your room, so it's like having an automatic house clearing. So it's very nice. and we'll bring you in. How's that feeling for you, Sylvia?
Beautiful. It's wonderful to be in his energy.
So each one of these divine beings are a little different, a different flavor of the divine, we'll say. So you may feel different sensations. Some may feel cool, some may feel warm to you, but they're all different. But they're all divine energies of different frequencies. And so we'll bring in another divine energy, and we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And at times she'll bring in a fragrance of maybe roses into your room too, so we'll just see what she'll do this time here. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. There she is. It feels very nice here. It's a very peaceful energy, very loving, kind, heartwarming energy.
I have to share something. With the last radio broadcast that we had Mother Mary come in, and I know she loves roses so much and flowers, and I had roses from my garden in a vase in the room, and those particular roses are still alive many days later and looking the same, whereas normally they would have kind of wilted, and I think it's because she was here and blessing the room.
Yes, I had another experience like that years ago. I was doing a session with this divine communion of different energies at a lady's house in Los Angeles. And so she had to leave on a trip to Europe for, I think, about a month afterwards. And this was done like maybe on the weekend, and she left a few days after the session. But she picked roses and put them in different vases, you know, in her house. And her husband, who was kind of like a non-believer in a sense, all the other roses died, and these just like they're brand new, like they just were picked the same day, you know. And they finally, after about a month in the water, finally left the vase. They finally died, but they were energized when she came back from her, I think, month-long trip over to Europe, which was quite something. And he was just amazed because they were still there. So it's quite something to see what these divine energies can do to help you and to make it look like, you know, they definitely are real for what they can do for assisting us here. That's one of the beautiful manifestations.
Absolutely.
What else would you like to do today, Sylvia?
Well, you know, we've been talking about the subject of, you know, the outside influences and things that happen around us and all that we feel and experience, and also the fact that our judgments that we make about ourselves or others can really affect us and almost act like, you know, psychic attacks, you know, because they put us in judgment and they cause us to, you know, get stuck in densities, and we can really kind of hurt ourselves in that way. And I know recently, for the first time, there was a healing that was done on the broadcast where you took us through, I think it was a 20-day period, where you cleared any psychic attacks or judgment kind of energy that we had done to others for the past 20 days and then that they had done to us. And it was such a beautiful experience to have that cleared. I thought maybe we could do that again on this show.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. So just sit back and relax. Like we said earlier, there's nothing for you to do. You just need to show up. There's no processing of any type on these healings that the divine does for you. So, and this is creation energy, the energy that created you, helping you out here. So here we go. And like I said earlier on other shows, I'm a light being up on the light ship, creation light ship. I'm, in a sense, a doctor there, and I do a lot of healing work there, and I'm down here in the physical form, helping people out here, and mainly to get you into your body for the ascension process. So here we go with this type of healing here. What we're going to do now is probably go to, I guess we'll start off at day one. So we're going to go from today, and we'll eliminate from you energies that you have projected to other people. And these are like negative thought forms. And these negative thought forms can actually cause people illness just by thinking a thought that's, you know, not a good thought, we'll say, okay? But really, any kind of thought is a judgment, but the negative ones are just very, very harmful. Because you don't know where they're being directed to the body. It doesn't take much to have a body organ get out of balance, so you don't want to do these negative thought projections. So, and a lot of times we do it subconsciously when we know that we're doing it to people. So here we go. And, you know, the main thing is just to keep a neutral space, be in the observation mode continuously so that you're not judging. Have discernment and just observe and not have any kind of energy on your thoughts. So here we go for today. So cleared. Number two cleared the prior to today. Yesterday, the third day, three, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, 14 cleared, 15 cleared, 16 cleared, 17 cleared, 18 cleared, 19 cleared, and 20 cleared. Okay, now we're going to take away energies that people have projected to you. These are, say, negative thought forms. It could be anything. And they're going to be released from your body now. And you may feel energies leave you. So here we go. So today, number one, cleared. Two, cleared yesterday. And 3 days back, cleared. Fourth, cleared. Fifth, cleared. Sixth, cleared. A lot of energy there for somebody. I have to yawn here. Excuse me.
Oh, boy.
When I yawn, it's very, very bad. So, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, 12 cleared, 13 cleared, 14 cleared, 15 cleared, 16 cleared, 17 cleared, 18 cleared, 19 cleared, and 20 cleared. There we go. So you should feel a little more at peace in your body, and maybe some aches and pains have left you. You should just feel a little freer energetically on your skin. How do you feel, Sylvia?
I felt a lot of energy moving around as you did that, and I felt energy kind of come up and leave, you know, from my head and different places in my body. So it was definitely freeing up some stuff.
Good, okay. What we're going to do next for a clearing here, I'm going to work with your pain body. And most of the clearings that I do, I charge $5 for each year of your life. So just take your age times 5. If you're, say, 30 years of age, it's $150. And if you happen to be over 60, then I don't charge over $300 for these special clearings. And they're very, very beneficial. The most important is the emotional clearing. But right now we're going to work with the pain body. And we're going to go... We'll go back in days here. We'll go back 10 days for everyone. We'll fine-tune the clearing here. Normally, I go back 1 year at a time. We're going to go back 10 days. So here we go. If you have any physical pain in your body, the pain body also releases psychic attacks done to you. So we're kind of on the same realm here. Because remember, thoughts are projections of energy, and your body is seeing this as a psychic attack anyway. So you don't have to do something really negative to have your body have harm done to it. Although we're not really that sensitive, so we don't always understand what's happening to our bodies. So here we go. We're going to go to today. So this is your pain body, so cleared. And we're going to go to tomorrow. I mean yesterday, cleared. And third day, cleared. Fourth, cleared. Fifth, cleared. Sixth, cleared. Seventh, cleared. Eighth, cleared. Ninth, cleared. And tenth, cleared. There we go. So that should help you with any type of pain that you may have had in the last 10 days here. And we'll do another clearing here. I'll do a sensory body clearing. And we'll go back also 10 days here for you. And the sensory body clearing is how you sense energies coming into your body. Some people get very sensitive, and they have a hard time dealing with light because they're just kind of always in the upsetted stage, and the energies that come into them kind of are normally felt very easily. And some people have, like, environmental illnesses because of this here. So here we go. I'll go back 10 days. So today cleared. Yesterday cleared. So it's number 3 cleared, 4th cleared, 5th cleared, 6th cleared, 7th cleared, 8th cleared, 9th cleared, and 10th cleared. So how do those feelings or healings feel to you, Sylvia?
Feels very good. I feel relaxed and comfortable and just a very peaceful feeling, especially with that last one. It really brought a sense of peace, and that's just a beautiful feeling.
Okay.
I really like what you were saying about the that we need to observe instead of judge, and the difference between those two.
Yes. So it's always nice to a judgment just means the divine always sees you as perfect. And so wherever you are in your life and what condition you're dealing with, you know, that's a perfection mode, because that's a creation and all creations are perfect. So the way you want to change your creation to maybe have a better experience is to, you know, request spirit healing, you know, through your spirit. Request your spirit to have the healings done to you, and it will connect to the divine energy. That's the teachings of Jesus. You don't want to go outside of yourself to some religious god that was created for duality, because that's not real high frequency energy. And it can work naturally, but it's not what the lightship teaching is and what Jesus taught. He was really tuned into the lightship more so than the Galactic Federation's teachings of duality and the religions that they brought to this earth to take away our personal power, to delude us out so that we can't regain our spiritual integrity. So these healings are also to help you engage in and be more spiritual, more connected to the spiritual part of you, which is your own spirit and your heart center. So we're going to do one other clearing, then we'll do the water charging. So you can get your water, your one glass of water. And like I said, typically 12 ounces is fine or smaller. And we're going to be doing this clearing. So scroll down on your screen if you haven't done so. You can go to one of my days of one of my shows if you like. If you're not on the show tonight, and just click on Creation Lightship. I'm on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday daytime shows. And then on Friday, it's late night. So any one of those will be the same information. And just kind of scroll down a little bit, and you can see the beautiful light beam. And get ready. We'll be charging her up in a few minutes here. So we're going to bring in another divine energy for everyone. This is another healing energy. And we're going to bring in the energy of, we'll bring in the energy of Buddha. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just kind of sit back and relax and ask for guidance if you like and healing from Buddha. And he'll be with you in your living room for a short time here. And how's the energy feeling to you, Sylvia?
It's just very peaceful with his energy. It feels very, very much like you can just kind of let go and not have all those thoughts in your mind and just center in your heart and just kind of be there.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel too. It's a very peaceful energy. So if you all have your glass of water ready, we'll do some energy water charging here. This will be divine light codes placed into your water. this will be kind of what you need right now in your life. The light ship will monitor your energy of your body. This is mainly used for typically detoxifications and to allow you to hold more light energy. So go to the beautiful light being on your screen right now, and she's going to bring her divine essence energy. And you may start to see the rays on her forehead change color. She's activating right now, she says. And her eyes will also change somewhat, become brighter. More white light will shine out of them. And what I like is to move my head back and forth from left to right on the monitor, even up and down a little bit, and you can actually almost watch the eyes track you. So this is actually a living entity on your screen. She'll bring in her complete divine essence energy into your picture on your monitor here. And her neck may be changing slightly now. And she'll become a little more three-dimensional in appearance. She's saying about another 15 seconds and she'll be fully activated. And at the same time, I'm going to do a chakra alignment on everyone so you can be more in tune with this energy and also your own energy of your body. So we're going to go to your heart center and reposition this chakra around. And if you've been on the show before, this is pretty much standard for what we do on each show here. And you should be in real good shape, actually. Some people never get a chakra alignment, so if you're on it each time we have a session here, you're going to be able to see just how far out you are. You'll be able to notice when you're out of sync or not. And we're going to your throat chakra right now, repositioning that, and third eye, and power chakra, and second chakra, and first chakra. And with all these feelings, they're all kind of subtle, and you're going to be noticing that your friends will start telling you about how you appear to be a little different after maybe about a month of these healings, just from these little hour shows that we have here, because you will start to hold more light, and the negative effects of living here and maybe some of your negative friends may just start to drop out of your life, or you may start being able to do some healing work on them, and they'll change also. So this happens a lot with households. Normally the woman will come into the sessions here, and her husband won't understand what's happening and won't even want to get into what we're doing here. And he'll actually start to change his vibration, too, a little bit here and come into more of his own consciousness. So we're going to do an opening now on your chakra. So if you're in a quiet location and you don't want to be, you know, too sensitive, then we'll open them up to body width for you. Normally they're between probably, say, 1 to 3 inches in diameter. And this will allow you to have more spiritual energy flowing into your body for healing, so your spirit can help you do some more healing on you. So here we go, heart chakra, front and back. I'm going to use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And power chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And here we go, going down to the second chakra, below the navel, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your tailbone here, your spine, spin, 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 open. Okay, now we're going to do a heart-mind connection for you. So if you want to visualize your forehead, and the forehead, we'll say, is where your thoughts are. Your conscious awareness. We're going to drop this down to your heart center. So your forehead, we'll say your head is the 10th floor, and the first floor is going to be in your heart center where your spirit resides. And this is where you should be all the time in your life, so you don't get reactive and say awful things to people going into your head. And your spirit will only take in the energies that are true for you, divine truth. And if you stay there, then you'll be speaking the divine truth also. So here we go. We're coming down now. So that's like an elevator coming down on floors. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, one more time, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 there. So you should feel like you're hearing me from your heart center as opposed to hearing me from your head. So it'll be like your whole body's kind of like a sounding board now. And you should be able to have your thoughts that you're thinking now come from your heart center. So right now we're going to have this beautiful light being connect to your heart center. Divine love energy will be coming into you. My website, creationlightship.com, you're going to see on the very home page, it'll say Love Walks In, and it says click here or something like that, and that's the song by Van Halen quite a while ago, which is Love Walks In, and it talks about, the way I interpret it, it talks about extraterrestrials coming in, but basically it's the love, the divine coming into you. You could call it your higher self, your higher consciousness, and love walks in and you pull the string. You have to become active to do this participation. They won't come into you by themselves, so you have to ask. And this is what the song is kind of about. Pull the string, love walks in. So here we go. She's going to be connecting to you, and feels like she's completed now. So I'd like everyone to take their hands, put one hand on each side of your container of water, your glass of water for today. And if you don't want to drink all of it, you can put maybe half of that into your bath water also. And she's starting to activate the water right now, so I'm getting mine in front of me here. And this will take about 20 seconds, our time here. And I can feel my hands kind of get electric, like a buzzing feeling. They kind of feel like they're, in a sense, tingling, but they feel like they have like acid on them, sort of. They're not really burning, but they just feel different right now. A lot of energy is flowing into my container of water. And you may feel the same sensations yourself. Okay. Another 5 seconds, it'll be done here. Okay, so you can now have a taste or a sip of your activated water, and I'll do the same thing here. Yeah, again, it's very juicy. Mine's always juicy. Boy, I have a lot of saliva now. Here's some...
Sorry about that. We had a little doggy problem here.
Yeah.
Somebody at the front of the street. But, yeah, the water is just wonderful. It's absolutely silky and smooth and tastes great, and I just want to drink my whole glass.
That's amazing. You put it into your mouth and it's down your throat before you can even think about that you have water, you know?
Yeah.
Most people's experience. One person who was on our special calls that I do where I charge larger quantities of water for a longer time, we do 7 a week. So you have a month full of water. And that session is $120 on Wednesdays. It's an hour and a half session on my conference line. And what they found out is that their one of their containers of water had a bubble on the bottom of it about the size of a quarter. Now, mind you, this water was store-bought water, spring water, and it wasn't opened up. And so they thought it was really neat, so they poured some of that water into a glass of water. And that glass of water all of a sudden materialized this bubble on the bottom of it, along with the one that's still in the bottle, okay? So they drank that. And they tried it again, and sure enough, the same bubble appeared on the bottom of the water, you know, in their glass. So we have lots of people having very unique experiences. Some people say their water in their bottles will have just lots of small little bubbles in it. And mind you, these are still bottles that have not been opened up yet. So, and sometimes the water will taste thicker. Other times it may taste sweeter. It may taste silkier, very smooth. So. And it kind of, in each water that we do on the Wednesday shows, on the conference call line, you have 7 containers of water, and you drink those sequentially. So you charge up one, and then that's used for the next day and so forth. So you have a whole month's supply of waters during this session. And it definitely helps move you forward to energize your body.
Absolutely. The water is just terrific. And it's funny that you mentioned about the bubbles, because I've had that experience with my water. In fact, I should have taken a picture. I might next time. But I had 7 gallons of water lined up. None of them had been opened before the water activation. And they all had different size bubbles in them and different amounts of bubbles. And each gallon, each water tasted different, and I could feel a different energy connected with each one. And as you drink them, it just helps you so much with healing and with detoxification, and it just feels so good. A lot of times I know for myself and other people, you don't feel like drinking water that much, even though, you know, you're supposed to have your 8 glasses a day or however many you need, and sometimes you kind of have to force yourself to drink it. Well, this water is not like that. It just actually, your body just really, really craves it and wants it. And also in the bath, it's just fabulous. It really has a healing feeling for your skin and your body to just soak with, you know, put a little bit in your bath water, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
Another thing I don't think we mentioned about the conference calls, which people should know, is that Ron does 3 conference calls a week, and maybe in a minute you can talk about how it is that the healing works on the conference calls, but they're hour-long healing sessions. So there's wonderful healings that happen. It's much more in-depth than the sampling that is done on the shows that we do on the radio. And they're a fabulous way to get started working with Ron and have some very profound and amazing healings. And very, very affordable. I think they're $20 for 1 hour of healing. So definitely talk to Ron about that if you're interested in doing some in-depth work.
Yeah, the conference calls are very nice. There's many people on the calls, and you have your own doctor teams when you go up to the light ship, and you're at free choice of selecting the teams. There's over 200 races of these light beings there, and they're here to help us, and they're also, in a sense, cross-training to become doctors on their next incarnation to the planet that they're going to. So it's quite interesting. There's all different life forms, and what I see up there is life forms that we kind of can relate to down here, but there's many, many others. And they do instantaneous healings to us. One lady who I talked to said that her boyfriend had a missing leg down here on the earth plane, and she was kind of concerned about the ascension, if he'd have it or not. And she sent him up on the light ship, and they actually materialized his leg for him up there. He's walking around with his leg and in perfect health, and so that's what they do on the light ship. And what happens down here is, since we have our, use the word baggage, we'll say, our emotional densities are with us, and the light ship does not work with these emotional baggages. That's why you have to do your work down here. They only work with your spirit and the body, and this emotional energy is kind of like an old musty a coat that we put on when we come back into the earth plane. And so if you haven't worked on yourself to release your conditions, your programming of why you created the illness, which is not from yourself having the thoughts to do that, it's from your ancestors bringing the energy to your body through its genetics, and in this lifetime right now you're working with it. And so that's the main thing, is that whatever happened to you in your lifetime, just know that it's not you that created this situation. In New Age metaphysics, there's a lot of guilt there, and they tell you that your thoughts control your reality. So, like if you had a problem where you tripped and you fell, and maybe you knocked a tooth out, or you broke an arm, or scanned your knee bad, and you go to your metaphysical church, the first thing they're going to say is, "What were you thinking to cause that accident?" Well, it wasn't really you thinking anything. It was a point that your body, you know, wanted to have a healing done to it because of the blocked energy. And it's very possible that you had many, many, many clues from the past, but you didn't get it. So the body will sabotage itself to have the healing work done to it. But it's not necessarily something that you thought of to create your problem. It's from your ancestors' beliefs. Remember, thoughts are things on the high consciousness levels, and your body now is impregnated and imprinted with all these energies. So remember, your body wants to go through the ascension process now, so it's going to do all that it can to clean itself out. And it knows that on the other side, after you go through the ascension, that the body will be in wholeness. So if you are missing some type of body organ, your tonsils or whatever, you know, maybe one of your fingers or something that could be missing, or an arm or a leg or anything like that, once you clean your body out of the densities and can be able to hold 100% of your spirit in your body, and most people only 20% there, this is why I'm doing these clearings, why they wanted me to come out to do this, you then are able to go through the ascension process. So you have to have, you know, the communion with your spirit and your physical body to make this, you know, leap in faith, leap of consciousness, quantum shift, whatever you want to call it, but you have to have your spirit with you. And when you're born, it's with you, and it should be with you every day of your life. So the traumas here kind of prevent that from happening. So we go out of our bodies, and spirit does not want to come back in because of the fear and the judgments and the problems that we have here about judging. Any other things we can add to this, Sylvia, that you may think about?
Well, it seems like it all kind of boils down to the whole thing of judgment a lot of times, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the main common denominator, yeah.
So if we can let that go, we're doing good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it would be great. We talked earlier about bringing in some of the color frequencies for some color healing.
Okay, yeah, we could do that. So we're going to bring in, let me see here, we're bringing some gold energy. This is very, very beautiful. And we're going to bring that down from the light ship, creation light ship. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. And if you notice, all these energies are not head related, okay? I'll just stop in the middle here. Your spirit is, all these energies come into your heart center first, not into your head. And this is the way the divine works. So, you know, this is how you want to run your life, too, is to go from your heart center, get one with your heart, okay? So here comes this golden energy to your heart center. Then from there, your spirit will sample this energy and see if it's proper for you to have. Remember, people do psychic attacks and things, and, you know, it wants to prevent you from having harm. So this is the best way to run your life, is to have your spirit sample the energies around you before you have special attunements done to you or indoctrinations or anything that would cause your physical body harm for the ascension time now. And time is close, so this is what you're really working on, is the ascension process to clear yourself. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There it is. This is light ship energy. It's beautiful golden energy. You may feel it inside of your body now. It'll do healings with you. It's just a different frequency for healings, and there's many, many colors on the light ship. It's kind of, you know, there's whatever you can think of is up there. And the gold energy is just very, very special. It's a very precious energy. That and the white light energy, they're both very nice.
Maybe while we're on the subject of colors, we can talk for a minute about the changes that have happened in the rainbow in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the rainbow has been changed. Most people don't know that, or they don't see a rainbow. Just get out a garden hose and put it on a fine, you know, spray or like a mist, and you can actually see the colors that have changed in it. The colors will be very, very neon, iridescent looking, very bright, the color bands between them are very distinct. So you're going to see one color and then the next color. The old rainbow that we used to have here, the colors kind of like were muddy and not real crystal clear because of the negativity here. And the new colors are just very, very vibrant. And they do look kind of fluorescent, neon in appearance when you see them. If you see, happen to see one up in the sky, just look at it, and it's almost breathtaking when you see it. It's just so awesome what the light ship has brought down here for the changing of our energies.
Ron, could we bring in a rainbow for
first
experience? That'd be great.
Yeah, okay, so here comes the rainbow energy here. See many, many frequencies coming in at one time. And you might even resonate to one of these frequencies. So here it comes. We're ready. So this again, Saint Germain is helping us to facilitate here. This is his first creation energy on the light ship. So stronger, 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 stronger. They want it more for everybody. So here we go. Stronger, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Stronger, 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 stronger. They want it more. So this will be fun. Stronger, 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 stronger. It says fine. Stronger. There we go. So it's I feel very, very light. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, well, that is just amazing. I feel so much this healing energy just going through, you know, every cell in my body, in my room. It's just absolutely great. Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I keep thinking of the song from Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. If you know about rock and roll, it's been, you know, a while since the 70s, but one of his phrases was when the song first starts is, you know, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So during this show, for all the shows that I have, I hope that I'm making you think, because you definitely will have the feelings. And this is just to show you that there is divine energy out there to help you. And people ask me at times, you know, is there a God, you know, and if there is, why is there so much hardship and pain and suffering on planet Earth? Doesn't this God care about us? And that's a real common question that I get from a lot of people. And I said, well, the creation light ship created you, but it gave the responsibility over every 2,000 years to the Galactic Federation to protect you and to teach you spiritual laws here and to keep, abductions from happening from other life forms, other races of light beings, light forms. We'll call them extraterrestrials because they're not from this planet. And it's there to, it's supposed to be there to protect us. And they have a real poor job of this here, as you can tell. Just look around, you know. And you can see that this place is not heaven on earth the way it's supposed to be. So our God from the Federation that they created for us to pray out outside of ourselves, which they did so that the negativity can take our emotional energies from us. That's what they live on, these soulless beings. This is the reason why you may feel betrayed by God, because the Federation completely lets you down from your spiritual consciousness here. So, you know, I can talk a lot about that. And people need to know this, that, you know, the divine is here to help you now, but you must do the work for the ascension process. And the Federation, like I said, is only 35% in the light and 65% darkness, so you're not going to get much help from them. And there are, you know, positive extraterrestrials, I'll use that terminology, beings from outside our planet that are here to help us. But typically they're not here strong enough yet. So it's kind of up to you to tune into your own spirit for your own, you know, healings. don't go outside of yourself, because when you tap into something outside of yourself, you know, remember, you could be getting that 65% darkness and have your soul stolen. And there's a lot of healers that are doing that now. They don't know about that, but that's what I see happening. So always check with your spirit first. This is what I tell people, connect and go within and see if what you're doing, you know, a special healing, a special attunement, a special transmission of energy to you is okay, because it may not be. You know, if the Federation was in 100% light energy, you know, everything would change here, and it would be okay to do that. And you'd be into your heart automatically, and not into your head. But when you go into your head is where the problems start. So, you know, use a lot of discernment there. And by going into your heart center, connecting with the divine, which is who you are, at that point, you will get the right information. And even do this on my show here. You know, we're running divine energy to you. This energy created you. And so by all means, check it out, you know. But definitely, you know, don't go into your head to have things done. Go to your heart center, because your spirit is what's going to heal you. And this is the most important thing. If you want to use spiritual law, that your spirit's going to work with that. So we'll bring in another energy here for everyone. And I'll bring in the energy of a pink energy. It's kind of like a love energy. It's a very soft, very gentle. It's kind of like the grace energy. So we'll bring in fact, I'll just bring in the grace energy. What happens with the grace energy, if anybody's interested, when your life like goes to hell in a handbasket and you're at the wit's end and you can't do anything about your situation and you're completely overloaded and distraught, call upon through your spirit inside of you, ask your spirit to bring in the grace energy. And the grace energy will come in and balance you. So here it comes. Remember, always go to your spirit. This is my teachings. Go to your spirit first. So here comes the grace energy into your heart center, to your spirit, and that will radiate around you in your auric field and do some healing work with you. So here it comes. This is a very, very precious, sacred energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, this feels wonderful. Stronger, 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 stronger. They want it a little stronger for everybody. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. Just show up. Stronger, 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 stronger. If you have any concerns right now, just ask the grace energy to take it away from you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. Feel great. Feel like the molecules in my body are spread out.
That's a great description. Yeah, it just feels like suddenly you have this kind of space around you, and it's a lot less dense and lighter and more free. Wonderful.
So we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. And here he comes. So, again, Saint Germain is bringing this energy in here, assisting me with this whole process of healing. So here comes the energy of Jesus. And then I'll bring in the ascension energy of Jesus. It's very special, too. So here comes the energy of Jesus. Stronger, 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 yeah, he feels nice too. And again, just sit back and relax and ask for guidance if you like in healing. And I'm going to bring in his counterpart, Lady Nada, and then that's the way she appeared here, and also his other counterpart, we'll say, in a different lifetime, it would be Mary Magdalene. Remember, these beings can't come here in different physical forms, too, with different names. So here he comes, or here she comes, excuse me. This is his twin flame energy, so he'll be more in wholeness now. So stronger, here comes Mary Magdalene and or Lady Nada. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. Very heart opening. My whole body's at peace right now.
Absolutely beautiful.
So bring in the energy that the light ship transmitted down to Jesus 2,000 years ago for his ascension process. And this energy was going to be used for everyone in their ascension process. And so since we're here at the same time in consciousness, a different chronological date, but it'll be the same energy, almost identical to what we'll be using this time for the ascension process. Remember, we're still doing the same, the Earth Spirit's doing the same, in a sense, spiritual evolution that it did 2,000 years ago. And so each time your spirit changes consciousness, it will change into a new level of consciousness. Well, this time the Earth Spirit chose not to ascend, you know, 2,000 years ago. So it's just repeating the same pattern. Another way of saying it is repeating the same life pattern that it had for 2,000 years, so it's 4,000 years old. So here comes the ascension energy that we'll be using at this time, and also what Jesus used physically for his body's ascension. So here it comes. This is a very special energy, and it's getting ready here. Okay, so here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. So that should help you out somewhat here. It feels just wonderful to me. Feels like I want to fly. How do you feel, Sylvia?
That's a really good description. I know. It's just, it feels so light. And yeah, it looks like you're just ready to go on.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I think we are at the end of our hour.
Okay.
It goes by so fast.
Yeah, so I'll give a phone number if people wish to call to connect with me here. I'm not there, just leave a message on my machine. So the phone number is toll-free. It's 1-877, and it's also listed on the information on the website here. So it's 1-877-384-3257. And you can give me a call if you wish, and set up an appointment if you'd like to do that. All my healings are done over the telephone. And like I said, the most important thing to do is the emotional clearing so you can get more into your body. And this is three clearings in one. It clears your spirit of emotional densities and traumas. It heals your emotional body and your physical body. So it's what needs to be done for everybody on this planet here. Anything you'd like to add before we close here, Sylvia?
Well, also you have an email address that people can email you for healings. Is that right?
Yes, yes. You can connect with me. It's healing at creationlightship.com. Healing at creationlightship.com, and you can just ask me questions and or indicate what type of healing session you'd like to have, and I'll get back with you. So,
And if you haven't been on the website, creationlightship.com, it's a wonderful place to go for more information about the Creation Lightship and about the Ascension process and the different healings that Ron offers. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to start.
Okay, so we'll sign off now and wish everybody a good evening. And this light being is still activated for the next half an hour. So you can request healings from her before she leaves, and her vibration will definitely change in a half an hour from now. So she's here to help you with this process of healing. So thank you for everyone for tuning in, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all.